take it. Turn on the mic. Child's pose, everyone. Let's begin our day there. So you can have your knees together or your knees wide. If you need a little bit more support on your back, we'll keep the knees together. And let's just begin connecting with our breath. In the yoga sutras, they say that the breath, actually one breath, your first breath, is your first step on the path towards Om. And Om is the ultimate connection. The A begins with the breath, deep inhale. The O, you actually, that it sounds like the O, is coming into consciousness. And the is the bliss. So in our first rest of our yoga practice, feel yourself stepping and dropping into that beautiful path on your journey to that space of bliss. Take a deep breath into your hips. Open your mouth and move your jaw a little bit. Breathe into the low back and hips. Stretching out the head from side to side, massaging your forehead right onto the mat, waking yourself up. Now take one more deep inhale. As you exhale, spread wide through your fingers, wake up your arm bones, climb onto your hands and knees. Slide your hands right underneath your shoulders, so maybe a little farther back than some of you are used to. Spread wide through your fingers, press into the earth and make connection. Start to arch your curl and move any way you like, actually, through the spine. So this is your practice. I'm your tour guide this morning. Like Julie from the boat. But you don't have to settle for anything I'm suggesting. So do what you need to do to take care of yourself. And modify where you need to, rest where you need to, join in when you feel like it. And then let's take a deep breath in and notch your hips right on back to downward facing dog. Just like you did in tabletop, start to knead your way into a really comfortable, restful spot in downward facing dog. So often some newer yogis will disagree with me. Downward facing dog is a rest pose. So do what you need to do to create some stability and rest here. So spread wide your fingers, let the arm bones fire up, shoulders separate, and that way the head, the ears can just drop, the heart can drop. Feel the thigh bones separate a bit and expand as you anchor your heels downward. So heels touching the mat are not a necessity, but just a directional suggestion. So breathe in the tip of your tail and breathe out. Inhale together. Exhale. Fill your cup. Empty out. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees. Walk or float to the top of your mat. Come to a flat mat, offer your heart up, and then fold in, soften your knees. Halfway lift, fire up the legs, draw your belly in, and fold off your head. Once more, halfway. Bow down. Feet apart, ragdoll. Grab your elbows, and see if you can rest right on your thighs. Ribs connect right there. So be generous and bend in your knees. There you go. Let your head hang. We're going to spend this time undoing what we've done to put ourselves in the state that we are in, most of us, in this Western, busy, completely connected world. On this external way, no one should think about it. taking this time to unwind that, deprogram, and unplug, making your connection to your inner world. Take one more breath of ice. Drop your hands to the mat and turn your feet together. Come to a flat back. Bow down. Root through your feet and rise up all the way. Stretch to the sky, wake up through your fingers, let your shoulders drop down, squeeze your ribs in. Now stretch up and go another inch. Anchor strongly through the feet. And grow a little bit more from the belly. Lift the eyes, the heart. Dive forward and down. Halfway down. High plank, step back for your first one. We're going to pause here. Fire up your legs, your belly, your ribs. Take your eyes forward and come to the tips of your toes. Dropping to the knees is always an option. Lower all the way down to the mat. Point your toes, cobra pose. Press your toenails into the mat and draw your shoulders back. Forehead to the mat. High plank, rise up. Downward facing dog. Take your right toes to the sky. Square your hips, take your toes down. Do not lower your right leg to keep your hips in line. Flex your feet, good. Extend this out. Toes down. Press through your fingers so you can create a little bit more length. Now knee to nose, get round in your back. Shoot the leg high, extend through your heel. Knee to your nose, take your shoulders right over your wrists. Extend the leg up and back. Bend your knees, stack your hips open, start to move around. Ankle, hip, knee, whatever feels good. Get out those initial snap, crackle, and pops in your body. Straighten your leg high to the sky, lower your foot to the ground. High plank, we'll look forward again. Pause and fire up through your body. Draw your shoulders back, come to the tips of your toes. This time, maybe halfway down. The knees are always an option. An upward facing dog, take a breath. Pause here, press into the hands, create as much length and space as possible. Use your belly, scoop it back, downward facing dog. Left toes go up. Square your hips again. Energy goes right through the heel. Push into your fingers to create a little more length. Good, knee to nose, get round. Inhale, shoot your leg back. Knee to nose and squeeze out the air. One more time, take your leg high. Bend your knees, stack your hips open. Start to move around on this other side. Sit and keep the shoulders square. Arm bones are straight, so you can just drop your heart and your head right between them like a hammock. Just hang out. Good. Straighten your leg high, lower your foot to the mat. Breathe in together. Big giant exhale. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees, walk or float to the top. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Now rise up. Go to the sky. Stretch up and go back. Dive forward, empty out. Halfway lift. High plank, step back. Fire it up, come forward. Now choose cobra or upward facing dog, you decide. Take a breath in and create length. Downward facing dog. Right toes, reach them up. Let's take the knee to the nose and squeeze. Shoot your leg back, take a breath. Go to your right elbow, let's wake up your obliques. Shoot your leg high, take a breath. Go to your left elbow, squeeze. Shoot your leg back. Warrior one, step through. Let the arms rise and your feet settle in. Peel your right femur bone back and draw your left hip forward. See if you can energetically draw the heel towards the back of the mat, turning on your hamstrings and your glutes. Now lift your heart, the shoulders relax. Breathe into the chest so you can create length and space. Hands to the mat. Step back, high to low, come forward, then down through. Knee to nose. Shoot your leg back. Knee to your left elbow. Squeeze. Shoot your leg back. Right elbow. Squeeze. Shoot your leg back. Warrior one. Step forward. Ground really strong with your feet. That's where your tension begins first, with our connection to the earth. So make it solid. Draw the energy in the left heel towards the back of the mat. So create some energy right in the body. Then squeeze the ribs in and the knee towards your hips. A little lift in the heart, shoulders relax. Now let the breath flow, the energy awaken, settle in just a little bit, becoming stronger. Stretch up, go back, take a breath. Hands to the mat, high or low. Come forward, don't forget that little step, then down and through. Big breath in, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Inhale, exhale. Breathe in together, out together. Rise to balls of your feet. Bend your knees, walk or float to the top. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Utkatasana, chair pose. Put your weight on your heels. Let's lift the 10 toes. Wiggle around. Spread them wide. Press right back down into the mat with purpose. And then feel the heart lift a little. And the hips sink back as you squeeze your thighs together. And then can we just energetically feel the ribs connect towards the hips, taking a big sway out of the low back. Just feel that inner connection, inner stability. Take a big breath in. Sit back a little bit more. Now stand up, go to the sky, lift up. Dive forward, empty out. Halfway lift. Chaturanga, high or low, step back. Find your flow, upward facing, downward facing. Right toes reach up. Knee to nose and squeeze. Shoot your leg high, inhale. Right elbow squeeze. Shoot your leg back. Left elbow squeeze it. Stay here, look to the left. Rock star pose, kick it out. Left arm goes up. Now fire for your legs, make them really strong. You're gonna be on the in and out sides of your feet. Lift your hips, stretch it up. Three-legged dog, left hand on the mat, right leg goes back. Warrior one, step through. Reach up to the sky, feel it build and grow. Hands to the mat, chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Left toes reach them up. Knee to nose and squeeze. Shoot the leg high. Left elbow squeeze. We're slowly keeping it slow. Reach to the sky. Right elbow squeeze it. Look to the right. Rock star. Kick out your bottom leg. Right arm goes up. Strong legs. Fire it up. Good. Spin on the in and out sides of your feet. Straighten the legs if you can. Energize and lift the hips. Right hand to the mat. Three-legged dog. Left leg goes back. Warrior one. Take a giant breath in. Ride it all the way to the feet. Hands to the mat. Chaturanga. Strong body as you come forward. Breathe in. Take a bath. Inhale. Breathe in, breathe out, in together, and all the way out. Rise to the balls of your feet, bend your knees, draw the float to the top, halfway lift, fold forward. Utkatasana, chair pose, one breath in, sit back and squeeze your thighs. Stand up, breathe in, dive forward. Halfway lift, extension back to your feet. Equal and strong presence in both feet. Then feel your right shoulder pressing on the inside of your right thigh and your right thigh squeezing into your shoulder. Stability and connection resides right there. Draw your belly in. Rise up, warrior one. Stretch to the sky. Warrior two, fan it open. Let's bend your palms to the sky and a little more knees in the shoulders. Now just breathe right here, create a little more light. And take up a little bit more space as you settle. Become really aware of your tendency to want to just shift and reach. For future hopping with your body, try to stack your shoulders over your hips. Settle in right here and right now. Reverse your warrior, go up and down. Right shoulder relaxes. Let's just breathe into the ribs. Feel some space and breath in the center of your body. Go up, go back. Chaturanga, windmill your hands to the mat. Always take the option of flowing through the knees or skipping it all together. Down, up. Left toes go up. Warrior one, step through. Inhale. Clasp your hands behind your back. Breathe in. Left femur going back, right hip forward, left head hanging. Breathe in. Breathe out. Warrior one, come on, stretch it up. And warrior two. Palms up. Let the shoulders drop a little bit. Good, get your left knee right up your ankle bone. There you go. And now energetically, just feel a lift in the legs, maybe grow just an inch energetically away from the earth as you settle strong. Now breathe and exhale. Reverse warrior, take it up. Just awaken the whole left ribs. It all starts with one breath. Feel it stretch up and go back. Chaturanga, windmill your hands down. We have a little fun. Yoga should be a little bit of fun. Breathe in. Downward facing dog. Let's draw back to your breath. Inhale with me. Exhale it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Fill your cup. Empty it all. Rise to balls of your feet. Bend your knees. Walk up close to the top. Halfway lift. Fold. Utkatasana chair pose. This time, hands to the heart center. Drop it all back and in. Grow an inch away from your thighs. Spin to the right. drop it in the shoulder, you just kind of hang it out. Feel some energy with the ribs up and away. How about those legs, press them down, see if you can lift up and out of the hips an inch. And melt the shoulder blades together. Relaxing your left shoulder back as you reach the sky. Twist a little bit more. Reverse warrior, take it up and go back. Stretch to the sky. Now dangling half moon. We're just going to float a few inches up. So don't take fingers all the way to the earth if you can. Keep up high up off the ground. See if you can stack your hips, stack your shoulders, stretch your foot. One more breath. Feet together, fold forward, right at the top of your mat. Halfway lift, bow down. Utkatasana chair pose, sit back, stretch up. Hands to your heart and squeeze. Spin to the left. Elbow into your thigh to lift your right lung up and away. And rotate your ribs upward towards the sky. Let the breath carry you in. Lengthen as you breathe in. Twist as you breathe out. Now big giant inhale. Fill and expand. Fold forward. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Back and flow down and through. Upward facing, downward facing. Left toes to the sky, knee to nose and squeeze. Shoot your leg out. Left elbow squeeze. Extend it back. Good. Right elbow squeeze. Pick it out for rock star. Stretch it up. Take a giant breath. Right hand to the mat, breathe like a dog, shoot your leg to the sky, warrior one. Ask your hands behind your back, pause and breathe in, as you lay in your arms, humble warrior one. Stay here for one powerful breath, right into the belly center, keeping it round. Warrior one, stretch to the sky. Warrior two, reverse warrior. Side angle pose. Okay, both feet are really strong. Always searching for space. Breathe in. And breathe out. Reverse warrior. Stretch up to the sky. Feel the body grow and lift. Dangling half moons. Just come a few inches out. Flex and expand. Your way up and out of the hips. So push into your left leg. See if you can lift up and away from the earth. Left hip joint. One more breath. Feet together. Hold at the top of your mat. Halfway lift. And bow down. Keep the top of the chair pose. Sit back. Stretch it up. Power chair lift. Squeeze. Right here. Now lift your heels up off the ground. Squeeze your thighs. Drop your heels back. Power chair, squeeze. Lift your heels, squeeze your inner thighs. You can find that balance. Ground your knees. Utkatasana, take a breath. One more time, power chair, squeeze your belly and shoulder back. Lift your heels, squeeze, find a balance. Ground your heels. Utkatasana, one breath in. Hold forward. Chakra, we're going to step back, come down. facing up, drop your head. High plank, roll the forward, squeeze. Spin on your right side, you have to stop in the high plank. So you can model up by dropping the knee, the forearm. If you want to amplify this, go ahead and lift your left leg. Let the shoulder blades squeeze together. Feel the stability through your hands and your legs. One more breath. Left hand to the mat. Down dog, take a breath. Walk your hands all the way back to your feet. So you're at the back of your mat. Halfway lift. Fold it. Hook around your big toes with your knees, fingers to the bottom. Stop it. And roll the flat back again. Lengthen. Squeeze it in. Fold up your head.
Lift your heels, ground your heels, Utkatasana.
Shoulders up and away from your ears. Make sure your feet are at least hip width distance apart. Especially if your hamstrings are tight, you can take them a little wider. Breathe up the legs. On the breath, pull right down your spine and the crown of your head. Release your hands, totally your feet together. Flat back. Fold. Soften your knees, roll it up. Sweep your arms to the sky, take a breath. And hands come together and center around and center your body. Step your left foot forward for your alignment. Hips square, toes point down, and heart high off the ground. And get your back leg wide awake. Energy moving right through it, that's going to help you with stability. Press down so you can lift your heart just a little bit higher. Right foot steps forward, dance your toes, and your eyes ready to point. Hold your left foot. Find your stability, then kick back. So you can keep your heart a little higher here. Kick back strong. Ground strongly in your right leg, lifting up and away from the right hinge and kick back. One more breath in. Step your left foot forward. toes towards the right wall. Now take your toes out, heels in. Arm bones go to the sky for star pose. Hands to your heart for goddess pose. Squeeze in. Inhale, exhale, lift up. Exhale, hands to the heart and squeeze. We're going to stretch and grow. Let's take your right hand or forearm to your thigh. Stretch your left arm. Relax your shoulder back. Keeping your shoulders stacked right over your hips. Notice our tendency to want to come forward. Other side, stretch it up. Left forearm.
Upward facing, down
want you to find your edge wherever that is. Ease where you need it. Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Start to climb up, peel your heart off the ground, walk your hands back. Ease onto your right hip, swing your left leg around in front of the room, half boat pose. So take a moment, you got one hip hanging, get both anchored into the ground, draw your thigh bone right in toward your ribs, relax your shoulders. One more breath, right here. Lower your legs to the ground. Send the right foot to the inside of your left thigh, the jaw is strong. Hips come back an inch. Lift up. Rotate your upper body a little bit towards the left. And hinge forward. Mm-hmm. shoulders and take your heart towards the back of the room. Now breathe in powerfully together right here. Slowly come down. Ease onto your back. Sutta Padmasana. Bring your feet together. Take your knees open. off the breath. Inhale for consciousness and connection. Inhale for bliss. Inhale together. You gotta be good.